Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Financial Coach for You, Blog Talk Radio, where we promote you and your brand. We believe in collaboration, working together to help each other. To learn about who we are and what we do, visit us at www.fcforyouonestopshop.com.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to another edition. And so I am so excited here this morning to have in studio Ms. Genevieve, founder of Motivation in Action. Welcome, Genevieve.
Good morning, and thank you so much for having me.
Oh, I'm so excited to find out more about what you're doing and Motivation in Action. What is Motivation in Action all about?
Motivation in Action, or MIA, as I love to call it, or MIA, is a professional motivational speaking firm. Our entire mission is to empower people to live on purpose, to live empowered lives, and do what they are called to do.
Wow. So tell us a little bit about you, and how did you come up with such an awesome motivation action type of event and podcast?
So I am a native San Diegan. I always love to start with that because I'm a proud native San Diegan, and I'm a lawyer who went to Howard Law. I fulfilled a childhood dream of attending the institution that taught Justice Thurgood Marshall. So very early on, when I was in the fourth grade, I learned about Justice Thurgood Marshall and said, I'm going to be a lawyer like him, having no clue what area of the law I was going to practice in, but knew that I wanted to be a lawyer who would use the law to change the world. And so I would have to be trained where he was. So Howard Law graduate, very proud of that. I was a public defender for 13 years here in San Diego County. And then I left in 2019 to start my own organization, which is a nonprofit that holds the government accountable to all people, but especially marginalized people. The same year that I launched my nonprofit, I launched Motivation in Action formally. And from there, I started to do series that intersected with criminal justice because I am a big advocate for criminal justice reform. And so I started doing Transformational Tuesdays, where we would talk about various issues with the community about criminal justice reform. And recently, top of this year, I launched Motivational Mondays, which is my new YouTube series that hopes to inspire people through stories of inspiring people and inspirational people. And I had the honor of having your daughter on, actually featured last month, because she is an amazing kid entrepreneur. And so that's one of the things that I'm doing through Motivation in Action.
That's awesome. And I just really appreciate all that you're doing for the community. You know, most people will run away from the community and go into more lavish communities, but you are more like a trendsetter, you know, no-nonsense type of woman, because I've seen you in action. I'm like, yes. And you've done a lot for the community. And just by, you know, speaking out ground in law, I'm pretty sure there's a lot of corruption that going on behind the scenes. Let's just be real. And holding government accountable is really awesome, amazing. So where do you see yourself, let's say in 5 years, where do you see yourself? Are you going to run for office again, or what's going on? Tell us.
So first thing about the public corruption, it's very interesting that you would say that, because today we actually have a big vote in the city of San Diego. And what is a big part of the conversation that a lot of people are missing is that there is public corruption at the heart of this vote. We have the mayor, and we have the city attorney, and we have others who were a part of the former mayor's administration who really embroiled themselves in corruption in order to keep information from the public. And I really want to be a horn. And I want to sound the alarm on things like this because we have to hold our elected officials accountable. We have to know what's going on with the people's business because as taxpayers, as community members, that is our government, that's our money. They're doing our business. And when they don't do it in accordance to the laws or in accordance with our will, they try to keep things out of our sight. It really just angers me because a lot of people get into office can get and not for what they can give to the people that they're supposed to serve. So thank you for bringing up public corruption because right now in San Diego, we should really be talking about the very people who are still in office right now who have engaged in cover-ups. They've gotten people fired. If you all don't know anything about 101 Ash Street, oh my goodness, just start reading the articles that just came out even this morning. But on top of that, you asked about running again and where do I see myself in 5 years. So I did run for district attorney in 2018 because I wanted to see accountability. I wanted our police agencies to be held accountable. I wanted even the DA's office to be held accountable. And I really wanted to root out the public corruption that we've seen in San Diego for so many decades. Like, it is rampant. We actually got the name Enron by the Sea some years ago because of the corruption that is widespread and pervasive in San Diego. And so when I ran on this platform of accountability, transparency with the people. And of course that rubbed people, you know, the wrong way, especially if they were on the wrong side of things. But I'm continuing to do the work. In 5 years, I'll still be continuing to do the work. I do not see myself running for office again, but just like the last time, if the Lord tells me to do it, then I will do it. Do I personally want to? No. But will I be obedient? Absolutely.
Right, right. You know, and it's just corruption all around that, the love of money, the greed. You know, like you said, people on the other side, they're not going to want you to expose their secrets. They don't want you to, they don't want the public to know what's going on, but we have to be informed as public citizens because, like you said, we are taxpayers. They have, we have to hold them accountable. So a lot of times, you know, a lot of, you know, people feel like, well, there's nothing we can do. But we do have one thing, a voice. And we have to show up. We have to show up. And people, like I know back in the day, you know, we would turn on the TV and we'll get the local news. But there's so many distractions, reality shows and all of this and movies and Netflix. And I never watch the local news. We really don't know what's going on until it happens, until after the fact. So with what you're doing and putting it out there, you know, anything I can do to help, you know, spread the word, you let me know. So, yeah, because, I mean, it's a lot that's going on that we need to know as citizens. You know,
absolutely.
It is a beautiful place. And if we're just looking at the sunshine and not looking at behind the scenes, we're in trouble.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So I definitely appreciate that, exactly what you said. However you can help, let you know. And that's what it's going to take. And you're exactly right that we all have a voice and we all have a vote. And we can actually put people in place that have in mind and at heart and vote out some of the people who don't.
Right, right, right. So you were inducted into the San Diego County Women's Hall of Fame. Tell me about that. Congratulations.
Yes, thank you. I'm still just so humbled by that. This is such an honor. And when it was told to me that I was going to be inducted into the California Women's Hall of Fame, I thought, me? Little old me? What have I done? They inducted me in the area of activism. And so everything that we've been talking about this morning, they wanted to just honor my work in being an advocate for the community. And they thought that it was so monumental and transformative that they would induct me into the Women's Hall of Fame. And really and truly, I can't put words to that. They marveled at how young I am when I went in. For the interview, they said, you know, we don't ever induct women that are as young as you are. So, you know, what do you plan on doing? You know, what do you plan on doing next? And for me, it really is just doing what God places on my heart, whether it's publicly or privately. But I know that God has so much more in store for me to do. But I have no clue what is next on the horizon. I just know that my story is not done being written.
Well, that's awesome, and that is amazing. You know, hard work does pay off. So continue doing what you're doing, and, you know, continue being that light. Continue being that light for this dark, dark world. And I just wish you all the success. And any final words, anything, any, like something that you just want to put out there that people can resonate and think on before we end our show?
Absolutely. I would love to remind your listeners that there is a God-given purpose that each and every single one of us has. And we have got to tap into what that is. Whatever our passions are, whatever are the things that we love to do, the things that we may even be running from. But there's something that only you can do, Ray. There's something that only I can accomplish. There's something that only the person who's listening right now can do. No one else can do it. No one else can do it like you. And we really have to get back to asking God, what is it that you would require of me today? What is it that you will require for my life and even my career moves? Because that's when we will be able to move mountains and we'll see the society that we want to see. And it's just an amazing thing to live according to your purpose, because when you are in God's will, you are protected. It doesn't matter who comes up against you because you know you're doing the right thing, but it's also something that is deeply fulfilling. And you wake up every day knowing that you are waking up, working in your purpose. And, you know, we've heard it said different ways, but if you do the work that you love, then it's really not a job. So let's right. find what God has purpose in our heart, and let's do that every day.
Amen. That is passion. Passion is what I'm hearing you speak. You know, it's not just a job. It's what you're called to do, and it's mm-hmm. what's first in you. And I like the fact that you're a God-centered woman, you know, and no weapon formed against you shall prosper, you know what I mean? So we all have
Absolutely.
Work to do, so we just got to get busy. I love it. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. And look, you're welcome back anytime.
Yes, well, thank you. I will come back anytime. Thank you so much for having me.
Awesome. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Financial Coach for You, Blog Talk Radio, where we promote you and your brand. For more info, visit us at www.fc4uonestopshop.com. God bless.